You know what I call that, Momo?
What's that?
First place growl.
Oh, you know what? I got a bone to pick with all three of you.
Wait a minute.
All
whoa, three of you. Oh, I know exactly what you're... Okay, go ahead and say it.
Last night, we're on a group text. We're on a group text during the Dodger game.
Yep.
And it's like me tweeting to myself, talking to myself. Yep. Nobody even gave me a thumbs up sign.
You know, here's
I'm like,
the
anybody
thing.
There? Anybody there? Hi, anybody watching the game?
I was asleep. It was like 2 in the morning.
Same here.
Eastern time.
I was not asleep, but Momo... I watched the Dodger games in a particular frame of mind.
Yes, this is what I thought.
And it is a little cloudy. It is rare for me to answer any text messages after, say, 8 o'clock. And I forget the phone, forget the computer. I mean, I'm just like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Exactly. So, yeah, you're talking to yourself last night, but it was a great game. Another game. Where we come from behind, at one point down 2-0, wind up winning the game 4-3, and the Dodgers, combined with the Giants' loss, have officially taken over first place in the National League West. By the way, we're going to follow. The Giants are playing this afternoon, so we will let you know exactly what goes on with them. So we will either be in a flat-footed tie or a full game up by the Giants. And we'll know that this afternoon. Momo, I thought a great game last night, and all of a sudden that team is hitting when it matters. It is clicking when it matters. You know what I'm saying?
I got one of those stats for you.
Oh, boy. She's got access to ESPN stats information.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dodgers started off the year 13-21 in one-run games. 13-21. In other words, they weren't good. They've won 8 straight one-run games.
Nice.
So you want to know how you're in first place?
Giants up 1-0 on the Brewers.
That's okay. It's early.
Yeah. No, they're getting very clutchy. That bottom of the eighth, man, we own the bottom of the eighth. Look the hell out. Here we come.
Two outs.
And Ireland's not here, but I want to say, you know, Ireland threw in the towel very early this year in the Dodgers.
Did he?
He said, get used to it. We're going to be the wild card. This is when the Giants were up 5. I'm like, no. We have the most talent in the league. We are absolutely going to win this division, and it is all coming together at exactly the right time. We've got every one of the one player that we're missing right now is Clayton Kershaw, who is making progress. But everybody else is healthy. Mookie is healthy, and on down the line, you've added Trey Turner to that lineup. You know, there is no question. I don't think anybody can dispute this. We are the most talented team in Major League Baseball.
I think that's right.
I don't think anybody's even in the ballpark.
Well, the Yankees, you could say the Yankees are pretty talented.
Yeah, but I don't think their pitching is as deep. I don't think
Garrett Cole and what else?
Garrett Cole and a bunch of guys. Right, exactly. And I don't follow the American League, so somebody can go ahead and come at me with the rest of their rotation.
Tampa Bay is pretty talented.
Well, let me come at you right now. Earlier this week, you weren't having our rotation. You said, why are we waiting for Scherzer and Urias not to face the Giants, is this and this. And now that they made it happen, we're in first place, now you're happy about it.
No, wait a minute. Jorge, thank you very much for this. I appreciate it. You know what Jorge did?
You pulled a John Ireland right there.
I'm defending John Ireland here.
No, I think what John Ireland is really good at is taking something and all the nuance somebody says and distilling it into the absolute most literal version of what they said.
I'm doubling down, Jorge, on exactly what I said. Doubling down on exactly what I said.
I'm going to find a clip.
No, you don't have to find a clip. I'm going to exactly repeat what I said on Monday. I don't think they've ordered the rotation in the right way because we're not going to have Scherzer on Sunday. They could have started Urias. The bullpen game could have been yesterday with David Price, and we could have been able to throw Urias, Buehler, and Scherzer at the Giants, which are basically every one of those games is worth 2. Does that make sense? Every one of those games is worth two.
Yeah, the Giants are basically throwing bullpen games in this series.
Exactly right.
They're down to 3 starters.
Yep.
These are all these text messages that I send to you and Lindsay, and nobody even gives me a thumbs up. I'm going to stop texting you.
Jorge, what was that sound about?
You're backing up your truck now, man.
I'm not backtracking. I wanted Scherzer to pitch on Sunday, and I still would want him to pitch on Sunday.
You didn't
I'm
want
not
him
backing
to pitch
down
yesterday.
From that position.
You didn't want him to pitch yesterday. You're like, they should wait till they face the Giants. It's going to be a better matchup for Scherzer
Correct.
To get us in the first place. We're
Correct.
In first place now, and you're happy, and I'm happy for the Dodgers too.
Well, I'm glad that we're in first place. I just disagree with the way we got there. That's all right. That's all right. Totally fine. Right. But I'm not backing off. I'm not a guy who backs off his decisions. I came at you,
and that's what happened. That's
and
it.
You know what it did?
Yeah.
Knocked it down. Knocked it down, man.
All right, man.
It was a really, really good game for the Dodgers last night. We did not have Kenley or Blake Treinen available last night, and Joe Kelly came in and got the save. Alex Vesia gave up the two-run homer to actually
Gratterall
tie the game.
Hit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gratterall did. Yep. Yeah, Gratterall did. And Brisner's not been right this year. He's not been right. He's not been the cannon that we expected him to be. He's developing, still throws the ball 100 miles an hour, but hasn't exactly been consistent this year. And that's okay. That's okay. First time since April, we are in first place. Max Scherzer, 6 innings of 3-hit baseball, 9 strikeouts, and he came out after 6 innings last night. And my initial question was, well, what the hell has he taken him out after 6 innings for? What is Dave Roberts doing?
You know what? Were you thinking that? Because I texted that to you, and you didn't respond.
No, I'm not looking at my text
literally,
messages.
Why are they taking Max out? Nobody responds.
My world does not revolve around your text messages.
It's just
okay?
Me at my house watching the game, trying to communicate with you guys.
Yep.
I'm just going to go start texting my softball friends again who watch the games.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody's
text
ignoring me.
Sure.
I'm a little hurt.
Friends.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'll try to keep my text messages open for Momo.
I actually do want to hear what you say when you're in that state.
When I'm in that state? Well, I would have been complaining without full knowledge that Scherzer was coming out of the game, and apparently he has a hamstring thing, so that makes total and complete sense.
Oh, Greg says he'll talk to me during the games.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Greg is available.
You want to know what he texts? You know what he texts when he's in that state?
What?
Hey, can you book such and such for Sunday? Hey, can you book this person for that? He starts sending you about booking people for him.
Yeah, booking people, exactly. So, the AJ Pollock has had such a great year.
Gosh.
You know, this is what they expected when they signed him. He has an injury history, and he was hurt the first couple of years, and now he is just – since the beginning of July, I think he hit like 360 in July, 340 in July, something, some crazy number. He was player of the month in July, and he just continues to rake. He had the big hit in the bottom of the eighth, the RBI single. And I've got and Momo, to your point, I was going to mention this. You mentioned the Giants starting rotation. Alex Wood is now on the COVID list. Johnny Cueto is now hurt with an elbow. Kevin Gausman is dinged up. Anthony DeSclafani has got an ankle injury. They really are going to throw two bullpen games at us. It is David Price versus DeSclafani tomorrow, Julio Urías versus bullpen game on Saturday, and Walker Buehler versus bullpen game on Sunday. This series tilts gigantically toward our advantage, and you know what? We have a chance to drop them like a bag of rocks. If we sweep that series, turn out the lights, the party is over, we have won the division.
Wow, you're going that far.
Absolutely.
That
we could
far.
Come out of that with a 4-game lead, conceivably.
You know,
4-game lead?
You had a question the other day about who would you rather face in the first round. So if it ends up being Giants, Padres, in the wild card.
Yes.
Who would you rather face? And initially I said the Giants, because I think that they're a good regular season team, but maybe not as good in the playoffs.
Sure.
I think just the way they line up, I think even more so now, and to the point where of the possible teams the Dodgers have to go through in the NL. So you just saw the Braves and everything they can do.
Yeah.
Got swept. Got swept. And they had some good pitchers in that series. Like, doing that to Max Fried was really impressive last night. Like, that wasn't just a bullpen game that the Dodgers were hitting against. That's Max Fried.
Yeah, that's Max Fried, yeah.
Atlanta's really good. The Dodgers are better. We just saw it. The Padres are really good. The Dodgers are better. We just saw it. The Giants are pretty good. We're about to see what's going to happen there. The team that I'm actually the most worried about is the Brewers. I think the Brewers are really good.
But we wouldn't see the Brewers until the National League Championship Series.
That's right.
First round is going to be either against the Giants, the Padres, or the Reds. Those are the three teams we could face based on who gets the wild card, then who wins the wild card game. And, you know, of those teams, obviously I'd like to face the Reds the most.
Yeah.
The Reds would be my favorite.
I mean, the Giants are really scuffling. Like they, Brandon Crawford's had a good year for them, but all of their older guys, that like Buster Posey's had a really rough stretch here. Like he's hitting .100, you know, the last 10, 15 games. Like he's scuffling. Brandon Crawford's had some injuries. I mean, it just feels like the older guys who've been carrying them all year are kind of running out of steam.
Yeah, running out of steam. Exactly. Exactly right. So I wanted to bring this up. This has been on social media, and I wanted to give everybody a chance to respond to it. The most hated team in Major League Baseball right now is the Dodgers.
That does not make any sense to me.
This is according to – I just want to make sure. It's according to – take it for what it's worth. Some organization that went through and rated tweets, negative tweets about each team. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the most hated team in 9 states. Those states are, I'm not good at maps, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, yep. Idaho, Wyoming, and then down south for some reason we're hated in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, and Hawaii. Those are the places we're the most hated team. So 19.
And Alaska, don't forget.
Oh, and Alaska. Sorry, don't mean to miss Alaska. So what does that feel like? Why are we the most hated team?
I don't understand. I think some of it is a sort of like liberal L.A., left coast, people don't like the fancy people in L.A., right?
Same reason. You really think it's that?
Yeah, I think it's that. Well, it's also the Dodgers are seen as the team that can spend the most money, like almost like the way the Yankees were hated in the past. But I do think a lot of it is – read me those states again.
Oh, God. Alaska – Arizona, yeah. Nevada, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay, and probably east of the Rocky, east of the Mississippi, it's probably the Yankees. My guess.
A lot of Yankees, a lot of Mets.
Yeah, because you hate the New York teams. You hate New York and L.A., we're the two big cities. We got the fancy people here in Hollywood, and we eat a lot of sushi here and drink some matcha lattes and I think it's that. I think it's sort of a cultural thing, but I also think it's the big bad franchise that can spend as much money as they want.
That's
on players.
That's what it is, Momo.
What I don't get: how is it not the Astros? How is it not the Houston Astros?
Now the Astros are the most hated team in California.
Well, yeah, but where they should be everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, weirdly, well, the Astros are the most hated team in Oklahoma. The Yankees are the most hated team in Texas.
That makes sense.
The whole Pacific Northwest is against the Astros. But I think...
What about New York and Boston? They're not against the Astros? They got robbed by the Astros, too, in those ALCSs.
Nope, they're not.
Who do they hate?
The most hated. What did you ask?
Who do they hate? New York and Massachusetts?
New York hates Boston.
Okay, yeah,
Massachusetts hates New York.
All right,
I mean, those are kind of your basic rivalries, right?
Yeah.
But how do we feel about being hated?
It's weird, huh?
How do we feel about being the most hated team in Major League Baseball, and why do you think that is? 877-710-ESPN. I want to work in some calls today. We did a terrible job of working in calls yesterday. I think it was mostly Momo. Her words per minute count is so high right now. Words per minute, gigantic. You set records this week, Momo.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like I talked to him. I think didn't talk that much yesterday.
No, not
I feel like
much.
I was hanging back. Oh, it's Michael Thompson Day. I'm going to hang back a little.
Yeah, you're right. You did hang back yesterday.
Yeah.
But how do we feel about being the most hated team in Major League Baseball? 877-710-ESPN. And why is it? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what is going on? You know what I did today, Momo? And I don't know if it's real or not. I don't want to name the place where this happened, but I got a vitamin B12 shot. Do you believe in vitamin B12
shots? I think I do.
Are they proven to have an effect or psychologically?
I think there's something to that, yeah. Yeah, why not? It's just a vitamin. It's
like, I get
it's like
one
saying,
every,
do you believe in caffeine?
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think I believe in caffeine.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I guess it works. I don't know if it's – it may be – what do they call that? Not psychological.
I want to get a – where did you get that? I want to get one.
I get it at Infuse Wellness on the west side.
All
Infuse
right.
Wellness on the west side.
How long does it take?
Free shout out. Oh, bam. Done. It's like, you know, we're all taking needles these days. Right? I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to be so scared of shots.
Yeah.
I mean, like, deathly scared. Now I go to acupuncture. I get needles all over the place.
Yeah.
I've gotten, obviously, COVID shots, getting a B12 shot. It's like I'm not afraid of needles
I've almost gotten some bravado about getting tested, too. Like, we used to have to be tested all the time. And some people still get nervous about the swab in their nose.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, it's going to. And I'm like, dude, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, no,
stick
I'm
it as far up there as you
now.
Need to. I'm fine.
I'm just, look, there are rules. I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, it's fine. No, whatever. Everybody get over it.
Complain about it. Yeah. All right, so I wanted to throw out one. So we threw that out, 877-710-ESPN. Why are we the most hated team in Major League Baseball? I also want to bring up a situation that happened in the game last night that if I had been texting you, Momo, had I not been rock and stoned,
yeah.
I would have texted this. So go to the bottom of the seventh. We're in a 2-2 game. Rodriguez, the right-hander. I think it's Ricardo Rodriguez, right? Ricardo Rodriguez, do I have that right? Or Richard Rodriguez? Rodriguez is in the mound for the Braves.
Okay.
We have runners on first and second. Dave Roberts announces that Cody Bellinger is going to be the pinch hitter for Brewster Graterol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian Snitker goes to a left-hander. I think it's Matzik.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Matzik.
So at that point, Dave Roberts has a choice. He can either allow Cody Bellinger, who has been terrible
against lefties,
hit, or he could flipped it around and immediately gone to Albert Pujols, who has hit really well against lefties.
Yep.
So Dave
Roberts.
How
many outs were there?
Two outs.
Oh, okay.
Two outs. In the end, Cody Bellinger, ground ball to shortstop, final out. And this is one of those, this is a head scratch for me. This is one that makes me think, this is not Andrew Friedman that made this decision. Like some of these things, I think Andrew Friedman and Dave and those guys, they script it all out. And here's what you're going to do when this situation comes up. And here's what you're going to do when that situation comes up, all that stuff. In this particular situation, I think it's Dave. I think Dave is the guy that elected to allow Bellinger to hit. And I think this is one of those reasons why people get critical of Dave Roberts. And I know we're micro-analyzing, right?
But that's what you do.
We're just about to that point of year when everything gets micro-analyzed. Playoffs, 27 outs. This weekend, 27 outs each game. How are those 27 outs going to be managed? In this particular scenario, I think Dave did the wrong thing. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's like in this scenario, I'm okay with his decision because the Dodgers are a better team when Cody Bellinger is in there every day and facing everybody when he's Cody Bellinger. And I think this is still the part of the year where he can work on it. Like maybe there are things that Cody is working on, that he's working on right now to try to improve against lefties to give them an opportunity. And this is still the work on it phase of the year, but we're getting really close to the part where it's not.
Yeah, no.
And if this is the playoffs, you got to put Pujols in there.
Bellinger, and you know, he was MVP, all that stuff. But I mean, realistically, he's been one of the worst everyday hitters in Major League Baseball, if not the worst.
Yep.
He's batting .170, .150, whatever it is against lefties. He's batting .120. Why would you leave him in there in a 2-2 game when you're in a pennant race? That's the difference.
Yeah,
When we were seven games up last year in coasting, I understand letting Cody work it out. But if you are chasing the Giants for the NL West crown, why would you stick with Cody Bellinger in that situation?
I guess I can see it in the sense of if Cody comes through there, if he gets a hit and he drives in a couple of runs and that's the decisive hit, that is so huge for his confidence and it's worth – the risk here and putting him out there. I mean, he didn't strike out. He had a
ground ball short.
Whatever. I mean, it wasn't great.
He didn't strike out, but he had a ground ball.
I just think he was looking at the upside of him getting a hit there, not just in that game, but for what it would mean for him going forward.
Not time to look at what's going to happen for him going forward. In that moment, Albert Pujols should be at the plate period, full stop, end of sentence.
Yeah, Pujols.
Oh,
no,
I said the cable news thing, full stop. Everybody says full stop now. Hey, let's go to Primo in South Central. Primo, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
What's doing, guys? I just wanted to say that teams that are hated a lot, they're usually hated because they win a lot. They win a lot of games. But the hate, with that hate comes respect. Like, I'm an old Raider. I remember every player on the Pittsburgh Steelers because that was our rival. We had to, if you had to win the AFC championship, you had to beat the Raiders or the Steelers.
Yep.
Like the Celtics and the Lakers. I hate the Celtics. But I really don't really hate them. I respect the heck out of them because I know everybody on the damn team. I know everybody. And that's why you're hated, because you win a lot.
Because you're winning. All right, that's a good take. I appreciate that, Primo. Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, we're able to, at the trade deadline, nobody else could do this. We went out and got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. We went out and got a Cy Young Award winner and a guy who's going to be top five and most valuable player this year. That's what we did at the trade deadline. Your move. Hold my beer, says Andrew Friedman.
You know, I'm just used to this role because, I mean, when you go to Stanford, this is the snooty Stanford rule, okay? Like, you just get used to people being jealous. Like, you just get used to it. So I think it's fine. You just lean into it. You know, the general rules are you don't need to rub it in. You don't need to tell people how great you are. You just say, you know, like, that's nice. That's okay. Yeah,
Good for you. Let's go to Jose in Chatworth. Jose, you're on 710. What's up? Hey, Jose.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Great.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I just feel like a lot of the hate comes from people just thinking like we're the rich kid in town, you know, like we have big pockets. We're not afraid to spend money. But in realistically, a lot of our talent is homegrown, you know?
You know what? That's a very good point. A lot of our talent, and this is one of the things the Dodgers have been able to do. You look at guys like Will Smith and you say, hey, that guy's been our system for a long time. Julio Urias, been our system for a long time. You know, we've developed these guys. That's what makes the Dodgers so deadly, is that not only do we have deep pockets, we're also good at developing talent. Corey Seager developed talent. Going out on the waiver wire, finding what would traditionally be known as a 4A guy, a guy who's better than AAA but not quite good enough for the major leagues. We found Max Muncy. We found Chris Taylor. Those are 4A guys. We were able to develop those guys once they got into the organization. Good call, Jose. Thank you, man. That's why Andrew Friedman is so good at what he does.
Yep.
He's able to do two things at once.
I mean, even the guys they have found. I mean, Billy McKinney, right? I mean, the guys they've just brought on this year in the middle of the year and picked up and these – you know, remember when they signed A.J. Pollock and everybody was like, oh, A.J. Pollock, that's your big signing this year?
Yeah.
Guy's been nails.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been great.
And they got him for what looks to be a pretty reasonable price in retrospect.
Now it looks very reasonable. That first year when he was hurt, you said, oh, man, what are we doing? Why did we?
Yeah, we were making fun of Andrew and Farhan Zaidi for all the middle relievers they kept signing. Oh, I got another middle reliever.
But look at the talent that they've been able to develop. I mean, you know, guys you don't think of. Phil Bickford, right?
Yeah, where'd he come from?
Brisdor Graterol.
Where'd they come from?
Yeah.
They just find those guys.
Alex Vesia, I guess is the official pronunciation. Austin Barnes. You know, down the line, we've been able to develop real talent and pluck guys off the waiver wire who have turned into stars. Nobody wanted Max Muncy.
Yeah.
Max Muncy was almost out of the game. And we found him and developed him, and now look at him.
And here's the other point. They know which ones to let go, too. And
correct.
I was reminded of that last night when Jock Peterson was there. I like Jock a lot. I think he's a good player. He's a really good guy. But they made the right call, right? I mean, he's bounced around now. They were going to trade him to the Angels. That fell through. He came back. He was a total professional and played and won. But then he goes to Chicago. He gets traded to Atlanta. I didn't text because I felt bad as a former outfielder about the ball he missed in center field there.
Yeah, right.
The one that turned into a triple for Muncy. Muncy thought he had a home run. and he kind of stood there watching it for a minute. He probably should have had an inside the park home run. And Jock Peterson took what I would venture to say is one of the worst angles I have ever seen an outfielder take to a ball. Like, I've done that before. It is mortifying. And to do that in a stadium where you've played before, so there's no excuse. It's like, oh, it's not like you're playing out in Houston where they have that hill in the outfield. I mean, it was rough. And Max only got a triple out of it. It didn't end up costing him, so it didn't get highlighted or low-lighted. But, like, they made the right call. Jock is a good player, but he was...
Jock is fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But they made the right call. They let Alex Verdugo go.
Look, we get emotionally attached to these guys, right? We get emotionally attached. We get emotionally attached to Kike Hernandez, gone. We get attached to Jock Peterson, gone. You know, you've got to know which guys to let go. Remember all the times, and you know, I wish I had tape of Ireland saying all these things. Sure, I'd put – this is before they hit the big leagues. Sure, I'd put Corey Seager in a trade. Put anybody – sure, I'd put Cody Bellinger. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'd put Urias in a trade. You know what? No, the smart thing about Andrew Friedman is, and this is – they very few players they're haunted by, right?
Yeah. The very only person I think they've made so far, and we'll have to add this so far, they've really held on to Gavin Lux. They continue to give him opportunities, and he has not done much with them as in terms of prize prospects that they hold on to in trade negotiations because they believe that they will be special. He hasn't been special. Like, he just – but maybe in a year or two he will. I mean, they have got some really good talent evaluation.
Of all of their players that they've traded over the years, the only two that I can think of off the top of my head who I wish we had back – are Verdugo, and we had to move Verdugo in the Mookie Betts trade. Mm-hmm. That made perfect sense. He's a premium prospect, and I think he's going to be a great player for a long time. The other one is Frankie Montas, who's been really good for the A's. Those are the only two I can think of. And a lot of people, you get to the trade deadline, they're like, move that guy. This young guy we've never even seen. As Ireland say, proven versus unproven. No, sometimes unproven is future superstar.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're seeing with Andrew Friedman is he knows which ones to sail on. Real quick, I want to get Gelato Drew in. Our friend Gelato Drew, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
What's going on? We're in first place, Mace Momo. Straight to the title.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, Gelato Drew.
Brings his own sound effects.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I just want to say I have some issues, Mace. I'm still fired up from yesterday and this whole SoFi board fiasco with the JV show, with the JV show of the hot dog cheater and the Benedict Arnold Travis.
Yes.
You know, the reason the Dodgers are hated is because we got the number one sports show in L.A. radio. Mason in Ireland. Mason goes to all the important away games on his own dime as a fan.
That's true.
And SoFi puts the leader of the Ramley as fiddlesticks and puts Travis and Sliwa when it should be bringing back Thompson and Trudell. Come on, boss.
Well, wait, whoa.
I won't go that
Gelato Drew, we love Travis and Sliwa. And I'm excited that they're going to be on every day. 9:55. They're a great lead-in for us. We're going to be able to cover L.A. teams and L.A. sports like nobody else. We got Keyshawn in the morning. We got Travis.
We do love them.
9:55. They're really good guys. They just stole my shine at SoFi Stadium, and I hope that is ultimately reversed. Gelato Drew, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it, man. So, I'm psyched today.
I know. I can hear
it. It feels so good to be in first place, doesn't it? After all that time, trailing the Giants. And by the way, if you think about – actually, I'll save that. I'll save that. We got a wheel of questions coming up.
Oh, yeah.
But I want you to think about – I don't know if you're allowed to do this. The order as an L.A. sports fan of the teams we hate. The order of the teams we hate. That's coming up next for you. Plus, wheel of questions. We will give it a spin. Momo is here. In for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So I've been at this station for, 15 years, 16 years, something like that, which is crazy. Longest gig I've ever had. Normally, radio.
Yeah.
You do a couple of years, you get blown out. That's what happened to me at 102.7 WNEW in New York. A couple of years, they said, hey, thank you very much for playing. You're done. Radio is not a business that you get any sort of longevity in unless you get sort of lucky. And me and John have gotten really lucky. I have never been more excited to be at this station than I am right now.
Aww.
Really?
That's awesome.
You know, that new morning show with Keyshawn and Max
is going to be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to hear those guys mix it up. Travis and Sliwa, yes, they got the real estate at SoFi Stadium, but whatever. They do a really good show. Love those guys. Us, obviously, best of the best, cream of the crop, legends. he said humbly. And then afternoons, Sedano and Cap, great show. So that means we are giving you L.A. sports from right here in L.A. from 9:55 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. Nobody else is doing that. So it really is a great time to be a listener, especially right now. You got the Dodgers in a pennant race. You've got college football starting up. Haven't talked much about that. USC, UCLA both play this weekend. Rams kick off a week from Sunday. Lakers, 1 month from today, will be playing their first preseason game, only 30 days from right now. This is the time for us to cover your teams like nobody else can, so I'm excited about that. All right, it's time to spin the wheel of questions. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
The wheel of questions. Jorge, go ahead and do the honors. And, all right, it's a light question. Oh, it is brought to you, thank you very much, Jorge. It's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. I do not want to forget that. These guys, longtime all-in sponsor for Mason and Ireland. If you've got a car that you're sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, ready for this question?
Let's do it.
Okay. Who is the greatest performer you've ever seen on stage? The greatest performer you've ever seen on stage.
Oh, this is a good question.
Yeah.
There's two or three choices that are coming to mind. Okay.
Okay.
You have to help me decide. The easy answer would be Beyonce because I've seen her in concert and she was amazing. But I don't think that's going to be my choice.
Okay.
It's either Dolly Parton, who I saw at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing. She played like 8 different instruments. She covered all these different songs. She was just like, I did not know how skilled she was. So just from a performance standpoint.
She's written like thousands of songs.
She writes so many songs. She plays like all these instruments. She covered Stairway to Heaven.
Wow.
How cool is that? Okay, she got up on stage with Miley Cyrus. Like she just was so versatile and amazing. Or Bruce Springsteen, who I went to the Sports Arena.
Him at the Sports Arena too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was closing it down. Remember, he was like the first person to play there and the last. And that dude went for 4 hours.
Yeah,
dude, I was like, I'm tired. Can we go home? Like, can you wrap it up, man? Like, it's late. It's a school night. That was amazing. Like, he played every song.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I saw Springsteen in '99 at Staples Center. People forget that was the very first event at Staples Center. Was
Springsteen
in '99?
Yeah.
Then he didn't like the corporateness of it. Like, he didn't like the luxury boxes and all that stuff. So he said, screw you, I'm going to play the Sports Arena the next time. And you're right, he did shut down the Sports Arena, which was an absolute dump of a place.
But
absolute dump.
I mean, it's probably a better music venue. In a way. I mean, it's, you know, the acoustics are probably better than Staples, where you're kind of echoing off the suites and the cavernous.
You know, it's a very underrated place for concerts, and I saw Mumford & Sons there, is Bank of California Stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
Really, really great for, and Mumford & Sons, Marcus Mumford puts on a great show. All right, Lindsay, what do you think? Greatest performer you have ever seen on stage?
I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake.
JT.
I saw him back when I was in high school when he was with NSYNC, and he was amazing then. And then I saw him a couple years ago in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl. He was a halftime show. So I think he's up there.
Do you have a little thing for JT? You got a little thing?
No, I just think he, I mean.
Oh, know, come on, admit it. You got a little thing for JT.
He's not my type, trust me.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, definitely
what,
not.
Can I ask you what your type is?
I don't really have a type, but he's not it.
Got it. All right, Jorge, greatest performer you've ever seen on stage?
Let's see. I've seen Jay-Z is up there.
Yeah.
He's good in concert?
Yeah, he's good in concert.
All right.
And then I saw his rival back then, Nas. Nas, both of those, just different performers. It was just cool. It was just two concerts that I've remembered the most. And then Spanish artists too, you know, Intocable, Aventura. So,
I missed that one. I missed that show. All right, for me, it's a tie between Pink.
Oh, she's great, yeah.
Who I've seen 4 times.
Wow.
There's no performer I've seen more than Pink.
Wow.
She is, I mean.
So you're like a Pinkhead. Like they say, like deadheads, you're like a Pinkhead.
She's an acrobat. I mean, I saw her, I saw her at the Forum. I saw her at Staples Center. She was great at Staples Center because she flew around the building.
Yeah.
And just like, she's given it up. She's like Cirque du Soleil plus a concert.
Cool.
And her music is great. Second one, Bryan Cranston.
What?
Yeah. Bryan Cranston on stage as Lyndon B. Johnson in All the Way. Bryan Cranston on stage as Howard Beale in Network.
Wow.
He won the Tony for both of those. I got great seats, and he's fantastic. So
I thought for sure you were going to say U2.
U2, you know, we were at a U2.
I know. I went
with
you, and we had floor seats. It was awesome.
It was. That was a great night. Yeah, U2 is a favorite of mine. So
I was saving U2 for you.
Yeah, no, U2 puts on a great show. I actually, the last time they came through, I saw them on back-to-back nights. That's how much I love U2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it any different? Did you, like, compare?
Virtually the same show.
Yeah.
Virtually the same show. But it's such a good show. It was such a good show. They had all those images and projections and all that stuff. All right, coming up next for you. Momo, I want you to think about this.
All right.
Who would play you in a movie? If they're making a movie and Ramona Shelburne is a character, who plays you? And Lindsay, I want you to think about it. Jorge, you. I've got somebody in mind for me. We'll do that up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, Matthew. 1 week from Sunday, I'm going to see you at SoFi Stadium. I'm so excited for the start of football season. Actually, it starts 1 week from today. Tampa and Dallas, I think, 1 week from tonight.
Tampa and Dallas, that's a good first game.
So did you see that picture of the guy who looks exactly like The Rock?
I saw it.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I mean, that I looked at that picture. I'm like, that is
which
The Rock.
Which one is which?
Which one is which?
I don't know. Does he sound different? Does his voice sound the same?
We don't know. All we have is that picture that's floating around. Lynn, you've saw some other pictures. Does he really look exactly like The Rock?
I mean, in that one particular picture, I don't believe that it's not him. But, you know, there's like the story I sent you. There's a couple pictures that, you know, different angles, whatever. He could not, you know, I could see that it's a different person. But that's just that one particular picture. It's got to be Photoshop or something.
You tell him apart by the tattoos.
The tattoos is the difference,
yeah,
right.
That's the only difference.
Yeah, the tattoos are the difference on that thing. They have different tattoos. So it made me think, if they were, and I don't have a doppelganger. Maybe I have a doppelganger out there somewhere. I don't know.
I think we all do. I think we have a lot. The biggest thing with this picture is that it's not only that he looks like him, but he has the same build. Like he's cut just like The Rock. I mean, that's actually saying a lot for The Rock because The Rock is 49 and this guy's 37.
The Rock is almost 50, I think.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, he...
Looking like that at 50.
He's... I should not comment. I cannot.
Why?
Oh, we don't want to have this discussion about, you know, who's your person, right?
Like, who is your person?
Yeah, I think for a long time, it was The Rock. It was like...
Really?
Yeah, one time, it was like the get-out-of-jail-free card.
Who is it now?
I don't know. I think maybe I just outgrew that stage, but there was something when he was in that movie Walking Tall. Do you remember when he played the sheriff?
Yeah.
And he was going to go get the bad guy and he took out a 2x4 and he was like, I'm going to go get that guy. And I was like, damn, that's hot.
Out of the truck of the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. That was awesome.
So here's based on that, I want to ask this question.
So, Lindsay, is that your type too? Let's see if we can fish this out.
Like I said, I don't have like a type. I just know what I'm not attracted to.
Okay.
And Justin Timberlake is not. He's not like a manly enough man for me. Not to say that he's not, you know, like feminine or anything, but he's a little bit like pretty and short and I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
So let me ask you guys this. If they were making a movie about you, or if you were a character in a movie, who would play you? Now, I've already tweeted out the guy I think should play me.
Okay, let me see.
Which is John Slattery from Mad Men. I think there's a vague resemblance, but it's there.
Okay,
I think
I see it.
Yeah, that's there. So, Momo, what about you? I'm curious about this. Who would play you in a movie?
You know, for a long time, I used to think Jodie Foster would be a good one, but she might be a little too old for me. What do you think?
I don't know how old Jodie Foster is now.
She's older.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely older. I think she is.
She keeps older it together.
Than,
you know, I
she's
mean,
she's definitely older than you.
Yeah.
She is 58.
Yeah, I'm 42. That's kind of a stretch now.
Yeah, that's rough. But she would just
That'd
looking at the pictures, it would look
yeah.
good.
So I think like if I wanted, so I and then it, like who's gonna say Jennifer Aniston? There's no way. I mean, I probably double her weight. I don't know. She's so skinny and gorgeous and whatever. But like I think she in the morning show, like I related to her and her character. So and I think we could kind of pull off the same look. We have similar hair color, features in a way. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you have another one for me?
Did you say Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, in a way. Can you see that?
Momo. No. Yeah, okay. I'll go along with it.
I don't know. I don't really have a good answer. I used to think I looked more like Jodie Foster, but I don't know. Like, she's 16 years older than me. So.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's like one of the most beautiful women in the world.
I know.
And so are you.
I know. I prefaced it with the, like,
Mace.
God, I'd have to, like, lose half my body weight or something. But, like, she's like, you know.
Okay, Lynn, who would play
paleo.
You in a movie?
I'm going to go with, like, the only famous person I could think of that has even remotely similar features to me is maybe Emma Stone.
Nice. Emma
I like
Stone.
Demi Lovato for you.
That.
I like Demi Lovato.
I don't. I don't think we look
you
anything
You just don't
alike.
Like Demi Lovato.
No, I just don't think we don't look anything alike. But,
I don't
you know.
There is a slight resemblance with Demi Lovato.
Okay. That works, too.
All right, Jorge, who plays Jorge in a movie?
Who plays Jorge in a movie? I would say Gael Garcia Bernal.
Oh yeah.
Gael Garcia or Diego Luna. Diego Luna's another one.
Diego Luna, yeah. Y Tu Mama También is a great
what do you,
movie
What do you think
star,
for me, Mace?
Rulo y Cursi, they're both in it, so, yeah.
Well, like, I'm trying to think of you. Who else can I think of for you, Mace?
Bob Saget.
Yeah, Bob Saget.
That's what Mason said. That I thought that's who he was picking, because that's what he told me.
John Slattery, I think, is cooler.
So
than,
much cooler.
Bob Saget, by the way, the filthiest comic there is.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he really
nobody
is.
Nobody filthier.
Yes.
I know jokes that Bob Saget told privately.
Oh, yeah.
That are friggin' shocking.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
ugh!
You know who I like for you, Mace?
Who?
Paul Reiser.
I just had Paul Reiser on my podcast.
Yeah, Paul.
He's
how
on
about
the Culture
Paul
Pop
Reiser?
Podcast right now.
Yeah, I could see that. Because I think he could. It's not just how you look; it's like who could play you. Who could play you?
Who could play me? Well, Saget could probably play me.
Yeah, Saget definitely could. That's a good.
She
call.
Could probably play me. I'll tell you who would be. What about Kate Winslet for Ramona?
Yeah. Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah,
one.
She could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I need somebody who's a little more like tomboyish too. Like you gotta have like a look. I'm not. Like that's why like Jennifer Aniston doesn't totally work for me. Like we really have are like the same color hair.
Right.
But I did like that she played the journalist in the morning show. I did like that. And she got that character pretty well.
Do you watch WandaVision?
No.
Okay.
Why is there
Jorge, do you? Nobody's a Marvel guy. I'm the only Marvel guy on the show.
Sorry.
Right? The villain in WandaVision is an actress named Catherine Hahn. I could see you, Catherine Hahn, playing you. I'll tweet a picture of, or Google her.
Okay.
I definitely see Ramona in Catherine Hahn. All right. Let me get to this. I want to go back to, you said your get out of jail free card. I'm really curious. You said it was once The Rock. Who is legitimately your get out of jail free card? And by the way, we're calling marriage jail. But
oh, I know Catherine Hahn. I totally know her. She was in that Mrs. Fletcher show. I binge.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, so who's
That's
your get-out-of-jail-free card, Mama?
I don't know. I mean, for a long time, it was The Rock. I don't know who else it is now. I haven't really thought about it lately.
Come on.
I don't know. I'll just
Jorge,
stick,
what
I'll
about
stick
you?
With
Get
the
out
Rock.
Jail free card.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, Sofia Vergara. Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's his birthday today. We're exactly the same age as Keanu Reeves.
What?
Oh, dale.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. The one.
That
you know,
is
he's got,
amazing.
He's got both John Wick 5, which I think is coming out next Memorial Day, and the Matrix Part 4 coming out in the next year. And John Wick has turned him into – is there a better action star right now than Keanu Reeves because of John Wick?
I didn't watch those, but – even just picturing you as the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure version of...
Dude. Yeah. Totally.
You're cracking me up.
Totally.
I mean, I guess I'll stick with The Rock, but let me think about that one a little bit more.
Yeah,
I
think about that.
It really hasn't come... Like, I remember when Nevin and I had that conversation. I mean, it's not realistic. Like, he wouldn't actually really do anything, because I did meet The Rock in person, and I was like, oh, okay, this is the part where, like, if it could happen, I...
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, nah, not really, you know, whatever. But I think his was Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the
Bell.
Yeah, like every guy who grew up in the Saved by the Bell era has a. It's either Danica McKellar or Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Like they either like Winnie Cooper or what's her face, Kelly Kapowski. You know, like those are the characters.
Right, right. Yeah. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Wow.
I was like, okay, good. I don't have anything to worry about.
Hey, did you hear the news about who's playing halftime at the Rams Open?
No, tell me.
Jorge, you got that? We got that queued up? Ryan Tedder, who's like the lead guy, producer, lead guy, Uber producer guy, and One Republic playing halftime
nice.
At the Rams
that's
opener
awesome.
At SoFi Stadium, which I think is that's a great, great halftime show. You know what? I think that is a – I don't think people fully grasp what – SoFi Stadium is going to mean to the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, we
haven't
got it yet because we missed it all last year.
And, you know, here's the thing about it. I mean, I've gotten to go to it now. I saw a concert. I saw Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters there. I went to one of the exhibition games there. If you've not been there yet, let me just explain. It is the greatest stadium I have ever been at, which means the greatest stadium I have ever been at is right here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
We're hosting the Super Bowl this year.
That's awesome.
The opening ceremonies for the Olympics are going to be there. The closing ceremonies for the Olympics are going to be there. The World Cup is going to be there. I mean, everything is going to be happening because of that stadium. Have you been in there yet, Momo?
I haven't. I have not been in there.
It's awesome.
I'm excited. Yeah, I want to go.
I don't think any of us have. Jorge, didn't I offer you tickets, my Rams tickets?
You did, but I went to the Chargers-Rams game.
Oh, so yeah.
And yeah, it's that place is spectacular, man. That place is something else. It's just,
it really is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what bugs me about football? And actually, it happened the other night at the Dodgers game, and there was video of it. Fights.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I went to the very first preseason game at SoFi, we were playing the Chargers, and this fight breaks out. And this is the one where the lady throws the cup of soda at those guys and ignites the fight. And I wonder, first of all, I don't understand the motivation for it. I don't understand what gets into people. At the Dodger game the other night, there was a fight, and it was blue-on-blue crime. They were both Dodger fans.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do if a fight breaks out near you at a game? Like, what's the protocol?
I get out of the way.
What are you supposed to do? I want to throw – if you've been around a fight at a stadium, I want to know exactly what you did and exactly what you should do. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, I don't know if you've heard this. Breaking news, big deal. The Dodgers are in first place.
Woo, you sold that as breaking news.
Exactly. Dodgers are in first place.
Wait a minute.
I'm so excited. I think this is, I feel like this is the year we are going to run all the way to the World Series. And I think, who do you think we play in the World Series?
It could be another Tampa Bay.
See, I completely agree with you. I think we're going to have a dead cold rematch with Tampa Bay. All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.